Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you, Sister Viola. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing the miracle seed of $45.45. No, woman of God, that the Spirit of the Lord is opening thee up, and the Lord is going to bless you, and He's surely going to cause you to prosper. And you're going to begin to find that God shall speak to thee in an unusual way, and you're going to walk into a time of divine inspiration, a time of divine revelations. For the Lord says, I shall stir up the gift that I, the Lord, has placed inside of thee. And you're going to begin to find that the Lord says unto thee that prepare, for you must move in faith, you must move in confidence in this season. There is some indecision right now that is happening, I'm sensing. I don't know if it has to do with a trip or where you work or some things that you might be studying. But the Lord says, trust Him. And you're going to find that God said, there shall be no need to worry, for all shall be well. And yet it seems like there's a little bit of a tiredness in thee. And just the mind that's being very active. But the Lord says, settle down. Be still and know that God is God. And out of this, God's going to begin to open up some things and show you where there is possibly some fear or doubt or indecision. But the Lord says, put your trust in Him. And as you do that, you're going to not just uncover, you're going to discover. And as you discover, you're going to resolve some things. And God says, you'll walk into blessings. You'll walk into some real successful things, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Something surrounding a particular individual that has been on your heart. The Lord says, hear His voice and let Him guide you. Open up your mind, lift up your hands, and you will see that revelation will come unto thee, and the Holy Spirit shall speak to thee and show you the works and show you the doings of others. And I will show you the wolf that is hiding in the sheep's clothing, and you're going to see and know. For the Lord says, I increase the anointing. Oh, you are under an anointing in this season. God says, write, my daughter, write, write, speak, speak. Talk to my people. There's something possibly surrounding classes. I don't know that you might be doing, but I see a lot of creativity in you. I see the arts around you. I see that writing and speaking and poetry is going to be another form of expression for you to help get out some things. Something around classes. I don't know if it was a school or something you wanted to start, but the Lord says, don't let the dream die, because you are my teacher. For the Lord says, begin to write down some things in this season, for I will speak to thee, and you will be glad that you have done this thing. And as you're moving into this season of your life, and I want to go ahead and wish you a happy belated birthday, for you will see for the next 12 months that it shall be a time where you're going to be dynamic. It shall be a time where you're going to be a risk taker. But yet God said, it's a time where you're going to explore your talents. You're going to try out new interests, but take your time. And if you're thinking about making a major change, God says, think your way through it. Know that flexible thinking is going to help you resolve a dilemma as well. For the Lord will say unto thee that prepare, for it's your time of a blessing. It's your time of a change. And during the next 12 months to 18 months, the Spirit is going to offer changes that's going to be coming your way. On a deeper level, the Lord has said, I'm showing you some things. Things are around you are only mirroring you. It's revealing to you some internal stuff. But as you make the inward change, for as the Bible declares, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you make the inward change, you're going to see the outward change. There's going to be a change in your thinking, a change in how you view things spiritually, and how you comprehend things. There's going to be some intellectual changes, some changes in regards to philosophy. But God was saying that you're going to abandon certain things, because God said He's going to show you some things, or things that you may have been dealing with for the past 10, 12 years, thinking about, or the way you, belief systems is what the Lord says is going to be changing. For you are in a season of change. You are in a season of a transition that's going to touch every area of your life. You are in a season of a deleting. You're going to delete what has to go and prepare for the new. You're going to sift. Oh yes, God said it's a season of a sifting, a season of a shaking up, a season of a stirring up, where I'm sifting and I'm moving that which is not of me. For this is where I have thee at, my daughter. For you're in a season of a transition. You're in a season of a metamorphosis, where you are moving, and you shall be an angel unto my people. You will declare my word. Though these changes could be a little bit challenging, but that's nothing new to thee. Guard your heart in this season. Guard your emotions in this season. Put on the breastplate. Oh, hallelujah. Of righteousness. Cover the heart area. Cover your sensitive organs. Not just the heart and the kidney area and the liver area, but I'm talking about the spiritual parts. Guard your heart so that you cannot be wounded. Protect your heart. Don't let the words of others disturb you. Guard your liver, for that too is a very sensitive organ. For it sifts thoughts and things, and when it cannot handle them, it's a filter. It will send it back into the body. So guard the things that you hear, so that you don't take it inwardly and it causes physical challenges. For the Spirit says that you will drink of Him, and I will fill thee, and you will never be spiritually thirsty. You will never be spiritually dehydrated, for you will drink of a well that I have ordained for thee to drink of. Oh, the talents and the gifts that I have placed deep down inside of thee. I want to thank you, woman of God, for getting your seed in the ground. I look forward to being able to do a special one-on-one with you over the phone with me and my wife to give you the word of the Lord. Consider, as I'm making this request, consider a miracle seed. A miracle seed of $500. A grace seed. A seed of grace. So that we can get on the phone with you and do a 45-minute session with you and walk you through some things. I see things coming your way. A storm is coming. I want to help you to prepare you for the storm that is coming. Thank you, woman of God, for your miracle seed. Peace and many blessings.